Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take hours to go over all the evidence which proves that the attack on September 11th, 2001 was an inside job. And I suggest you look into it if you haven't already. But to simplify the situation, all you need to do is look at Building 7. What some people still don't realize is that there were three buildings that fell into their own footprint that day. Three buildings that fell at free fall speed, indistinguishable from controlled demolitions, because that's exactly what they were. As the towers came crashing down, we can see the signatures of a controlled demolition. The official story is that Building 7, known as 7 World Trade Center, caught fire as a result of debris from the Twin Towers, which somehow caused a critical internal column to break, causing a cascading failure and collapse. And if this nonsensical official narrative were true, it would make it the first and only steel skyscraper in the world to collapse from fires. The building's owner, Larry Silverstein, took control of the Twin Towers just weeks before 9/11 and had them insured to cover terrorist attacks. After Building 7 collapsed, Silverstein told the media that the decision was made to pull it, suggesting that the building was collapsed on purpose.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
This implies that they somehow rigged the explosives that afternoon while the building was still burning, which is ridiculous. And so the media dismissed his comments and changed their story. There were several witnesses who reported hearing and feeling the type of explosions one would expect from a controlled demolition.
You heard explosions, like boom! It's like a distinct sound.
Big explosion. Blew us back into the eighth floor.
Somebody grabbed my shoulder and I started running, and the shit's hitting the ground behind me. And the whole time you're hearing boom, 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 boom. So, I think I know an explosion when I hear it.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me it sounded like an explosion.
The explosions were captured on video.
You want to call your mother or something?
In fact, you were just told by police that you should move out of your apartment, Tatiana. You've got Carolina here. They advised us to leave because you have... Oh, my God.
First responders were told that the building was going to be blown up.
Oh, boy.
You hear that?
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down.
And you guys knew this was coming all day.
We had heard reports that the building was unstable and that it eventually would either come down on its own or it would be taken down.
The BBC reported live on air that the building already collapsed before it did. Television viewers could see it in the background still standing.
I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened.
And the investigation never even investigated for explosives. The Republican White House then signed into law the Patriot Act.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
which allowed...
I'm only interrupting this important Gregory's report because I urge you to go to band.video, download it, share it, spread it, as we are on the eve of the anniversary of 9/11. Now, certainly there's going to be more coverage of this and more flashbacks of what really went down that day. But the reason why this is so important is more people are willing to question official narratives, government narratives, and are skeptical or outright distrusting of the government now more than ever before. And so a lot of people that might have never believed or always believed what they told about 9/11. Now they might never believe it. So now is the time, folks. Share that video at bandit.video from the Reese Report. Very important.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a distinct honor and privilege to be here with you tonight on this Sunday, September 10th, 2023, live transmission from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Such an honor, such a privilege, really, I can't even put it into words. But the fact that we're still here is a victory in and of itself. Now, I am going to be with you, the InfoWars audience, for the next 4 hours. We'll be hosting the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to tell you what I have coming up on the Alex Jones Show. All the important news, all the important video clips. And then, for Sunday Night Live, we're going to have a lot of important and special guests coming up. Christy Lee with a big report, Chris Emery with a big report, and then an individual that they call the Russian Alex Jones. Oh, the Russian Alex Jones. Da. So that's going to be coming up for you tonight. 4 hours, live InfoWars transmissions. Buckle up. Now, let me lay out all the news that we're going to be covering in the 2 hours of the Alex Jones Show. First off and foremost, you know, there was one man who warned us all what was coming. And now, today, the very cornerstones, the very foundations of the United States of America are being not just chipped away at, but I mean hacked away at. I mean demolished. So that the entire country will fall. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the First Amendment, and I'm talking about the Second Amendment. And the direct assault on these cornerstones of our republic could not be more clear and present than they are today. Now, I'm not just talking about local issues that I can discuss later. I'm talking about, even now, the Fifth Circuit Court, the Washington Post, forced to admit that the Biden administration violated the First Amendment. Think about that. Just take a second. The Washington Post forced to admit that the Biden administration violated the First Amendment. Free speech, a cornerstone of our republic. That is equivalent to the Democrats, the Biden administration, the federal government putting a stick of dynamite, 10 million sticks of dynamite under the foundations, the cornerstones of this country, and lighting them up. But that's not all. Of course, we know the Democrats are also after your Second Amendment. And the latest attack on the Second Amendment is so aggressive and so obscene that even some of the most far-left radical Democrats like Ted Lieu and activists like David Hogg are even saying, whoa, this might be too far. David Hogg? Supporting the Second Amendment? Ted Lieu? Supporting the Second Amendment? What have the Democrats done? Well, I'll tell you. So, First Amendment under complete assault. Second Amendment under complete assault. Now, that right there alone, I should spend 4 hours on that. Political activists from the left, political activists from the right, journalists, activists, everybody, center, right, middle, up, down, left, sideways, cross-eyed, blue, black, green, yellow, red, polka dot, white, everything. This impacts all of us. This is, I mean, like red alert, red alert, red alert. The sirens are going off. The British are coming. The British are coming. But see, it's like we're so numbed it. We've been so sedated by the entertainment, by the culture, by the constant attacks, and now the chilling on free speech and just the chilling of any political activity. That it's just like, did you hear the Democrats are coming for the First Amendment? Did you hear the Democrats are coming for the Second Amendment? You kind of like, really? Kind of a big deal. It's kind of like, Biden trying to start world war with Russia. Kind of a big deal. Oh, but Elon Musk is the bad guy because he's trying to stop it. And we'll have that for you, by the way. And it all ties in because Elon Musk is confronting the Democrats on their attacks on free speech. And he has angered the military-industrial complex because he's decided he's not going to be a part of increasing or escalating the war in Ukraine. Who knows how many lives were saved because of Elon Musk's decision not to expand the Starlink connections so that the Ukrainians could attack Russians and kill them. But see, our political class is so psychotic. Mitt Romney said it last week. We played the clips all week. He said, it's a good thing that people are dying in Ukraine. What? Well, first he said, no one's dying in Ukraine, and he meant no Americans. But then he said, it's a good thing Ukrainians and Russians are dying for our foreign policy. What a sick, psychotic person would think like that. Somebody completely disconnected from humanity and God. But let me just pause and tell you what else we got coming up. But it's like, just right there. That's 4 hours of transmissions. Right there. First and Second Amendment under complete assault, very foundations of our country, the cornerstones of our republic. And then you've got the whacked out psychotic military-industrial complex with all of its weapons contractors and all of its bought and paid for politicians pushing to start a war with Russia that could, in the end, kill millions of people, a billion people. Who knows? I mean, what did Albert Einstein say? World War III would be fought with nuclear weapons. World War IV would be fought with sticks and stones. That's how far this would set humanity back. But these politicians in D.C., they love it. And the Democrats love it, too. Oh, and it's so perfect. It's so perfect. We'll play this clip today. Woody Harrelson was asked about the war in Ukraine, and his response was just perfect. So we'll play that for you today. But okay, because there's other news, let's see. We got a wide open border. Oh, but Joe Biden is saying we need to have a strong border, but not the Mexico-U.S. border. Joe Biden wants the border to be Texas. And now the Biden administration is proposing that every illegal immigrant comes in has to stay in Texas, and they want to put ankle monitors on them to make sure they can't leave Texas. Well, gee, why would they want to do that? All these sanctuary cities that now say we can't handle the illegal immigrants. Oh, but Texas can. They're not trying to turn Texas blue, though. Of course not. No, they've done the political math, folks. If the Democrats turn Texas blue, they know that. I mean, that's like if you're playing a game of basketball in the NBA and you and your team gets to start with 100 points before every game. I mean, the average NBA team probably scores like 101 points per game, but you get to start with 100. Oh, we've got the Democrats starting a new holiday, Transgender History Month. Did you hear about that? And now they're going to make your children's school principal a drag queen. I've barely even gotten started. Donald Trump had a busy weekend. So did Joe Biden. We'll juxtapose those two things. And then just all kinds of news, all kinds of video clips. And then I'm going to make a bit of a personal statement in the second hour of today's transmission as well. So we are loaded. Buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. This is what InfoWars was built for.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Because most of America is still in a trance. And the proof of this would be the fact that, and I'm sure, I haven't seen the numbers, but I'm sure many Americans, probably millions of Americans, are innocently, ignorantly in their trance, tuned in, watching football today. And who can blame them? It's fun. And they're in their trance. They don't know any better. But it's the allegory of the cave. As you're sitting here staring at the shadows being cast for you to be entranced by, you're getting ripped up, shredded, stabbed, and mutilated from behind. And that's what's going on today. Sure, it's nice. Football's back on the air. That's great. But did you know that your country's under attack and there won't be any football anymore if they're successful? You understand? Remember the lockdowns? That'll be permanent. No, the very cornerstones of our republic are under assault today. And how about I do a little bookends here? Let me just read to you, in case anybody needed a reminder, this is the First Amendment. From the Constitution of the United States, the First Amendment, I read directly, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That is your First Amendment, your birthright, freedom of speech, number one cornerstone of our republic. How about the Second Amendment? A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed. These are unalienable rights. Now, does it seem like people take this seriously? Does it seem like our own government politicians take these seriously anymore? Well, let's review. This is all breaking right now. Now, I have decided to give you first the Washington Post headline. Washington Post. Why do I decide to read the Washington Post first? Everybody knows this is a Democrat rag. Everybody knows this is a globalist rag, a propaganda outlet. And even they have to admit, with their headline this morning, Fifth Circuit rules, Biden administration violated the First Amendment. Washington Post. The three-judge panel found that contacts with tech companies by officials from the White House, the Surgeon General's office, the CDC, and the FBI likely amounted to coercion. Likely. Yeah, they just demanded stories get censored. And they thought they could play this little game. And they'd say, oh, we're just going to have a portal. And we're going to submit stories and headlines and narratives to a portal. And that's just a suggestion. Yeah. And then when Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and all the other mainstream social media companies acted on those quote-unquote suggestions, that's just their free speech. There's no coercion. Nobody's buying that. Now, there's another element to this, which I think will be developed later.
So then if it's true that the federal government and the Biden administration and the Democrats violated the First Amendment and censored speech on the internet, well, then what happened when Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg and their lawyers and everybody else went under oath and said it never happened? They said under oath they never censored at behest of the U.S. government. That was a lie. When is that going to be relitigated? But that's for the future. Now, Jamie White from InfoWars has compiled a bunch of different headlines in regards to this story. From past to present, Biden officials likely violated First Amendment on social media, according to Fifth Circuit Court. And then he's compiled all the different headlines admitting this, and then all the different headlines from the past with the emails and everything else that prove, nope, this is exactly what they did. Great work. Right there at InfoWars.com. So there you go. That's your First Amendment. Under attack, a cornerstone of our republic by the Democrat Party. And then there's the Second Amendment. I guess first, let's go to the short clip. We do have the longer clip for context. We can play it later. But let's first go. This is Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. And listen to what she thinks about the Second Amendment here in clip 17.
If I can turn down the temperature. You know, it's not illegal for a young person to have an automatic weapon. Just a handgun. I can't arrest that person. If we tell the bad actors, and I realize it's a pinch and then some on responsible gun owners, I'm clear. It is. It's a sacrifice that allows everyone else to get their arms around a growing, significant problem.
Well, let's listen to the logic here. I'm just going to politely ask criminals to stop committing crimes. And every law-abiding citizen that suffers because of this, that's just the price to pay. Second Amendment be damned. Do you believe you have the right to self-defense? If somebody comes in your house to rob you, kill you, rape you, do you believe you have the right to defend yourself by whatever means possible? Democrats don't. Oh, maybe you can throw an ice cube at them. Maybe you've got some hot water on the stove made by some chance. Maybe you got a fire extinguisher. That'll be fine. Eh, throw a pillow at them. Please, criminals, stop committing crimes. New Mexico governor issues 30-day ban on carrying guns in public. New Mexico governor announces she's unilaterally suspending the right to carry firearms in Albuquerque. And this is such an egregious offense. This is so clear and present against the Second Amendment that even Democrats are saying, whoa, I mean, hey, we're not supposed to come out and say this. Like, hey, we are trying to take their guns, just like Hitler, just like Stalin, just like Pol Pot, just like Mao. But we don't tell them that. It's kind of like the Project Veritas videos with James O'Keefe and others where they have Democrats on record saying, yeah, we definitely want to end the Second Amendment, but we would never have that as a public policy public statement, because that's not very popular. New Mexico lawmakers call for governor's impeachment over 2A overreach. Far-left radical David Hogg says she's gone too far. Far-left Democrat Ted Lieu says she's gone too far. This isn't the only time, by the way, that this Democrat governor has been in the headlines for corruption. Flashback, New Mexico Governor Michelle Grisham caught using taxpayer money to pay for her groceries, her whiskey, and her tequila. Well, was she drunk when she said that today? Maybe she was just drunk when she said, we have to ban the Second Amendment and the law-abiding citizens are just going to have to make a sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice, Governor? Are they going to have to sacrifice their lives? I always wonder, for the liberals out there, they want to take all the guns away. How many people have to die for you to accomplish your goal of disarming Americans? Have you ever asked yourselves that?
I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning. It's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%, some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. super constant. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Chahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
This stuff up. Believe me, I wish we were. Believe me. Believe me. Believe it. But when I get this info, I'm going to tell you, no matter what happens, you can be guaranteed of that. No matter what happens, I will go 100%, period. And that's it. Excuse me. Reason I start yelling, folks, is this is life and death stuff, okay? And my adrenaline just goes crazy because at a subconscious level, I realize this is combat, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. This is not a game. It's not good to serve evil. All these globalists look like reanimated corpses, and they all just get off on destruction and power, and their empire is collapsing, sucking America down with it, and they're not going to let it collapse without starting World War III. That's what all this is about.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
So here's the deal.
deal. I'm not demonizing anybody that likes to watch football. I like to watch football. But you see, the day that Americans care more about their First Amendment, their Second Amendment, and the future of this country more than football is the day we really start to turn the tide. And there was a meeting of these two phenomenons with Donald Trump in Iowa at the Iowa-Iowa State game. And folks, the juxtaposition between Donald Trump with the people and Joe Biden with the people, it's stupid. Okay? It's just stupid. It'd be like comparing Michael Jordan in his prime to, I mean, anybody, to you in the audience. It's ridiculous. Michael Jordan in his prime, greatest ball player ever. You in the audience, you probably suck. Trump has support from the people, the likes of which I don't think has ever been seen when it comes to a U.S. politician. And you might say, well, what about Barack Obama? I saw the support for Barack Obama in 2008. It was a lot of my friends. You know what? Most Barack Obama voters are Trump voters and now think Barack Obama is corrupt and the worst president they ever saw until Joe Biden. So we're going to do this juxtaposition. From Donald Trump and his activities in public, or just any of his activities, to Joe Biden, who's traveling right now, and I mean, crumbling and falling apart right before our eyes. And it's so bad now. I mean, look, folks, we got more than a year left of Biden's presidency. I don't know how they're going to put this thing together. I mean, this thing is crumbling. And it's so bad now that they're cutting Joe Biden's mic mid-speech. And it's so bad now that Biden gets up there and he's like, you know what, I'm out of energy, I got to take a nap. It's crumbling so bad that Joe Biden admits when he's talking, yeah, I don't really control everything, they tell me what to do. What are they going to do? And then there's some other developments as far as the Democrat race is concerned with Gavin Newsom and RFK Jr., but we're going to get to that. I mean, and let me just start with this, because there's a popular show Saturday mornings, and it happened to just be a big deal because the University of Texas Longhorns football team was the game of the week versus Alabama. And so they have this huge scene outside of the stadium in Tuscaloosa before the game, and they pack it with thousands of people behind the broadcast booth, and they hold up signs, and it's a whole fanfare thing, and it's been going on for decades. Usually there aren't political statements made. Well, I don't know what ESPN is going to do. I'm surprised they even let Pat McAfee and A.J. Hawk and these other guys on the air and Aaron Rodgers, because they bash the vaccine, they bash the mandates, and I don't know if they're conservatives, but they're damn for sure not liberals. And now it's the top-rated show on ESPN. Oh, what do you know? The guy who's not a complete libtard is the most popular show on ESPN. And there's all these signs behind them as they're live on College Game Day. And it's Trump hats. And then there's one sign specifically that says, Fauci lied. And then there's Trump hats and USA hats and Trump One signs. What is ESPN going to do about that? Are they going to cancel College Game Day? Are they going to say nobody can come in? Are they going to check your signs before you go behind the broadcast booth? Okay, but let's go to Trump's activity. You won't even believe this. In fact, guys, let's just roll it all back to back, and I'll just do some commentary over it. Let's roll clips two to seven. Back to back to back, Trump goes to Ames, Iowa, big college football game, Iowa versus Iowa State, big rivalry, huge crowds, and just look at the reception from Donald Trump. And let me ask you this as you're watching it. What would happen if Joe Biden went to a college football game? What would happen if Joe Biden walked out in front of a crowd of 80,000 people, and the announcer said, here's President Joe Biden. Do you think it'd be a positive response? Of course, we already know the answer is no. That's why Joe Biden doesn't do it. But Trump knows what happens when he goes in front of the crowd. And so, guys, go ahead and show the audience. So here's Trump walking through the mobs of people at the concourse. Everybody wanting a handshake, an autograph, a picture. Just going nuts. Can barely even get through the mobs. It's just a sea of support. Oh, this is, I love this. Now he's flipping burgers at a tailgate. I love that. He holds the burger up. He holds the burger up. The Golden Toad grilling burgers. Biden wants to cancel burgers. Now here he is at outside of a frat house. Again, thousands of people waiting for him to come out. Trump signs everywhere, the cheering, the applause, the love, the patriotism. Do you think Biden can do that? Do you think Biden can do this at all? Here he is walking into the frat house. He goes right up to these men and he says hello. What do you think would happen if Biden walked into the frat house? He'd say, these guys are too old for me. Here he is tossing footballs. He was signing footballs and tossing them to the crowd. Oh, look at that arm, too. Trump with the arm. Oh, that's a strike. And now here he walks out into the stadium. People notice he's there and start cheering him on. Oh, he's not the president, though. He's not the most popular president of all time. He did not win the 2020 election. It's criminal to say he did. Now, again, yeah, guys, just keep this on the screen as we go to break. Dude, I mean, come on. We all know what would happen if Joe Biden showed up at a college football game. In fact, it's exactly what happened to Emmanuel Macron at the Rugby World Cup. We'll play that clip. He would get booed out of the building. You wouldn't even be able to hear yourself think. The boos would be so loud. So ask yourself, why doesn't Joe Biden go to a college football game? Because everyone knows, from Joe Biden to everybody in his cabinet, to everybody in his administration, to everybody on his staff knows, A, Joe Biden couldn't even handle it, first of all. He's not healthy. But two, he would get booed out of the building. But okay, Joe Biden was busy this weekend, and we'll juxtapose Trump's activities with Joe's on the other side.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Separately, we got some really good news. Because it's a great product you love, and people want it, and it funds our operation at 360 Win. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest you're going to find anywhere. Jam-packed, a big old giant bottle of stuff that destroys inflammation, that empowers your neurological system, you name it. I mean, it's just so amazing. God gave it to us, and it's the strongest curcuminoid out there. Other leading brands are like 70% curcuminoid. Most brands are 5% curcumin. And that still does a great thing for you. This is the strongest anybody makes, 95% curcuminoid. I am so glad this is back. I have been out of this myself for months. We've been sold out of this for almost 7 months. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The reception of Emmanuel Macron at the Rugby World Cup. Yeah, you're getting booed, bud. And, folks, there's all kinds of different videos from the crowd. I mean, it was, that one almost doesn't even do it justice. The strength of the boos, the noise from the boos, but he heard it. He got the message loud and clear. Similar to what would happen if Joe Biden went to a college football game, I'm sure, and that's why he doesn't go. But now we look at Joe Biden's activities from this weekend, and understand there is a build-up to this. Joe Biden traveling this weekend and last week, he arrives in India to barely any ceremony, barely anything. They don't care. Modi isn't even there to greet him, and they have this little dance team there. And that's all Joe Biden get. No red carpet, no big ceremony, no big grand welcome. Modi wasn't even there. It was just a little dance team and some staffer that said, hey, Joe. And then he's confused walking around the tarmac. He's like, what's going on? He doesn't even know. So that was the buildup to the G20. And then, okay, you give Joe Biden a microphone and you kind of regret it, don't you? I don't know if this has ever been done before, except maybe to Joe Biden. They cut off his microphone, ladies and gentlemen, because they're afraid of what he might say. This is the president of the United States, and he's having his mic cut off. He's getting the hook. Here it is in clip one.
We talked about at the conference overall. We talked about stability. We talked about making sure that the third world, the southern hemisphere had access to change, had access It wasn't confrontational at all.
You came up with thank you, everybody. This ends the count press conference. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
What is that? Mid-speech, mid-statement, they give Joe Biden the hook. And now he starts screaming at
every person I met with.
Mr. President, are you worried about your son being indicted?
And now he won't take questions. Now he runs from the press. As they play him off the stage. Nap time for Joe. And actually, he did say, yeah, it's time for me to take a nap. Incredible stuff. And so maybe this is part of the reason why they cut his mic off, because they don't want him to say anything embarrassing or stupid. He couldn't even pronounce the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia's name. He became mushmouth, marble mouth here in clip 12.
And I particularly want to thank Prime Minister Modi and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salam, and the President von der Leyen and the European Commissions. And since he's not speaking today, I wanted to, maybe he is speaking today. I had a note he wasn't speaking at any rate. I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, you're going to stop there. You've embarrassed yourself. You've embarrassed the country enough. And then he tells the ultimate truth here in clip 20.
And let's see. I just follow my orders here.
Confused Joe flipping through note cards, following orders.
Staff, if anybody hasn't spoken, I ain't calling on you. I said that 5 questions. I need it. Be away.
Now, let's explain a little more what's happening here. We've seen it before. Joe Biden has cue cards, note cards, faces, names, outlets that individuals are with, because when he does have a press conference, or when he used to have press conferences, the whole thing was scripted. And Joe would have a cue card, and it'd have the face of the reporter, the name of the reporter, the outlet the reporter is with, and the question he's going to ask, and the answer. And because there's cameras everywhere, we've actually seen the photo evidence of this. And so Joe Biden, though, has dead air. He has dead air. He's confused. He doesn't even know what's going on. And so he's trying to fill the dead air, and he just says, oh, I'm just supposed to take orders. And, oh, by the way, you know, every question and answer has already been scripted, and so that's why I'm not calling on you. I'm calling on him. Why? Why? Why do you guys, why do liberals defend this man? What is wrong with you? Are you so committed to the lie? Are you so filled with hatred? Have you no shame? Just a little icing on the cake, because Joe Biden continues to tell this lie, and he told it to the people of Maui. Oh, I can relate to you. We had a house fire, and it was so bad. So here's Joe Biden, and I'll tell you what really happened. Here's Joe Biden lying about his house fire in clip 19.
I see the firemen standing outside my house in a pouring rain, and a woman firefighter and a woman police officer giving my wife a coat to put around her, taking their coat off because she was in her bathrobe and it was soaking through. I can still see those guys in masks looking through the windows that I could hardly see into my home. I see it when I see each of you.
Do you have any idea how bad this is? First of all, the fire he's talking about was a small fire that never even left his kitchen. So it'd be like if you had a small grease fire on your oven, or maybe something happened in your microwave caught on fire, and the fire department came and put it out before it reached any other rooms. But as if that's not bad enough, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden was not even there. He was not even present. And so that whole story he tells you, that whole story he tells the victims of Maui, completely fabricated, completely made up. And by the way, he's been fact-checked on this for decades. For decades. He's been caught in this lie for decades, and he continues to tell it. But why not? He lies about everything. What difference does this lie make to Joe Biden? What else is Joe Biden up to? Listen to this announcement from Kirby in clip 10.
I had a chance to ask part of the president's traveling party if he was going to ask MBS or anybody else for help bringing gas prices down at home.
Well, he'll have opportunities throughout the discussions here at the G20 to talk about a spate of economic developments around the world. He's focused on making sure that the prices continue to come down for the American consumer. That's why he has taken steps to shore up global supply, even if that means coming into the strategic reserve.
Oh, we're going to dip back into the strategic oil reserves, are we? Which are already at record lows. And it's likely that Joe Biden is being forced to do this by the Chinese communists that own he and his son's ass. But let's just look at the bottom line. Gas prices are hitting record highs, and they're only going to go up. So Joe Biden might drain the strategic petroleum reserves to either A, satisfy the Chinese communist demands, or B, try to keep gas prices as low as he possibly can so that they don't reach $5, $6, $7 a gallon, which is where they're going to be. And then there's another issue. And it's complex, but let's make it simple. If there's three countries that consume oil, the United States, Russia, and Saudi Arabia, let's say those three countries consume oil, but only two of the countries produce oil, Russia and Saudi Arabia. Well, gee, who do you think's going to pay the most for oil? Who do you think's going to pay the most for oil? And let's say Russia and Saudi Arabia, with the BRICS system, decide that they're going to have a new foreign policy geopolitical strategy to hurt the United States economically. Well, gee, what are they going to do? They're going to jack up oil prices. They're going to keep oil scarce in the world market. And if we want to get oil from them, they're going to make us pay a tremendous tax on that. And that's exactly what's happening. And then this lying administration with this lying press secretary tells you that gas prices are lower than they've ever been. It doesn't matter that you know that's a lie. It doesn't matter that you go to the pump and pay more than you've ever paid. The White House says it's not true. That's newspeak. That's 1984. That's Brave New World. That's corrupt politicians. So you can only jack into the petroleum reserves so much, folks, until they're gone. And I would tell you right here, right now, that by next summer, because Russia and Saudi Arabia already said they're done, they're not putting any more oil into the world market. Why would they? Why would they? Joe Biden's trying to crush Russia. So you know what's going to happen probably? You're going to start seeing $4, $5 a gallon average by next summer. And the White House will still tell you they're cheaper than ever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.